This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why senior executives fail interviews, it's not their resume. What happened? Senior executives with impressive track records are getting eliminated at the interview stage for top roles. These are people with the credentials, the experience, and the results. But something breaks down when they sit across from a hiring panel. The problem is not their past performance. The problem is how they talk about it. The communication angle. Here is what is actually happening in those rooms. A senior executive works in carrying 20 years of hard-won results. They have led teams, turned around divisions, delivered returns. And then they open their mouth and narrate their career like a Wikipedia entry. Chronological. Dense. Self-referential. The panel nods politely and moves on to the next candidate. The core failure is a confusion between a resume and a story. A resume lists what you did. A story shows why it mattered and what it cost you to get there. At the executive level, everyone in the room has a resume worth reading. What separates the hire from the also-ran is whether you can make someone feel the weight of your decisions. Panels are not just assessing competence. They are deciding whether they trust you with their most exposed problems. You do not earn that trust with bullet points. The second failure is positional language. Executives trained to project authority often slide into a mode I call broadcasting. They speak at the panel rather than with them. Every answer is a monologue. There is no curiosity, no reciprocity, no moment where the candidate pulls the interviewer into a genuine exchange. This is a critical mistake because trust is built through dialogue, not presentation. The moment you stop listening is the moment the panel starts doubting you. The third failure is the refusal to be specific about failure. Senior leaders are conditioned to protect their narrative. They speak in careful, polished language about challenges and learnings. Panels see through this instantly. What they want to hear is a moment where you were genuinely wrong, what you did about it, and what it changed in how you operate. That kind of specificity signals self-awareness. And self-awareness at the executive level is rare enough to be decisive. The fix is not charm or charisma. It is structure. Before any high-stakes interview, you need to know exactly three things: the sharpest version of your core value, one story that proves it under pressure, and one honest account of a decision that cost you something. Those three elements, delivered conversationally, beat a flawless performance every time. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes conversations gives you a framework for structuring your most important messages so that authority and honesty work together instead of fighting each other. Most executives think those two things are in tension. They are not. But you have to know how to sequence them. The takeaway. Before your next executive interview, write down one decision you made that failed and what you changed because of it. Rehearse saying it out loud in two sentences, not three, not five. Two. When you can say it cleanly and without flinching, you are ready to walk into that room. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.